Who's afraid of crime in the room? Anybody?
Oh.
See, no. Oh, no. Only
I am.
Colleen is.
Yes, I'm fearful all the time.
Only when we're talking about my kid.
I sometimes will list the overnight crime stats, and generally we're talking about 20 car prowls and a dozen stolen vehicles citywide.
Petty crime, nonviolent.
Yeah. The largest number I usually run across is the suspicious person number. It's around 100 a day. I think we have, 114.
Which I've often wondered is just multiple people reporting the same person.
Sometimes it's vehicles. So it counts both suspicious persons and suspicious vehicles. So if you see a strange car in the neighborhood, people will call in. Anyway, Gene Block, who's the Seattle Times FYI guy, got a look at the Seattle Youth Study, which tracked two things. Neighborhood crime rates versus the perception of neighborhood crime rates. And here's what he found. Some people are way more afraid of crime than they need to be. The scale was 1 to 100, with 1 meaning no fear and 100 meaning terrified. So if you look, for example, at South Beacon Hill, this is the area where Beacon Avenue divides into a boulevard. It has the lowest crime rate in the city, right? But residents gave it a 50, right? Halfway. Do you know about that neighborhood?
I do.
Okay. So tell me about it.
I wouldn't be that fearful there myself, personally.
Yeah.
Beacon Hill.
Yeah.
I mean, that was right above where the jungle was.
Yeah, it was right above the. So it would seem like there
so I
would
can see why it would get that rate.
But I don't. I was surprised that the actual crime rate in that area was as low as they said. I would think that you would see more because it's part of the Rainier Valley.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sort of. No, it's south of the Rainier. No, it's not considered
it's
Rainier.
It's near.
Valley.
It's near
because the Rainier Valley is low and the Beacon Hill area is high.
That's
well,
true.
That
That's
and also
true.
To get there from the jungle, it takes a pretty good goat trek to kind of get up there in spots, too, to get up and over into
yeah,
Beacon Hill.
Sure, yeah.
You'll remember neighbors saying, yeah. I mean,
people
were coming
did.
Into
oh,
their
yeah.
neighborhoods. So, but again, is that us reporting on these crimes because of the homeless crisis, or was it actually a big impact for every resident on Beacon Hill? I mean, that's always the question, is perception versus
yeah.
reality.
Well, have
do
you,
we not help that perception?
I'm curious. So you know the neighborhood. Is your reaction based on things you've seen there? Or have actually happened to you, or just what you read about?
Mostly, I've never had anything happen to me in that particular neighborhood.
Yeah.
And I would, you know, say the same thing. I spend a great deal of time in Pioneer Square. I've never had anything happen to me there either. But I've reported on a great deal of things in many areas. And it's been a long time since I've reported on any kind of incidents in Beacon Hill.
Yeah. Well, and I'd agree with you on Pioneer Square because, you know, we used to go down there, go to the clubs, the bars, whatever. When you're an infrequenter of those neighborhoods, yeah, you might hit or miss. But for two of my family members who worked down in the Pioneer Square area, the day to day to day to day, they said, I'm done. They would quit their jobs because of what they had to encounter in Pioneer
because
Square.
Of the street stuff going
the open
on.
Drug use, yeah. the constant begging for money, for drugs, the
Which
perception that they're going to be mugged.
That, yeah.
yeah, I mean, they started carrying pocket knives because of this. So I think if you work down there, it's different than if you just visit.
So the most chill neighborhood in the city is
Fremont.
Yes.
Fremont. Sure.
Lowest. Now, this is just in terms of fear.
By that.
Fremont rated the lowest fear of crime in the city, even though the actual crime rate is actually not the lowest. It's 60 out of 100. It's actually above the average. And this is, we're talking now residents who are actually touched by some sort of crime. And similar case here in South Lake Union, the crime rate is twice the city average, but the fear level here is down at like 38.6. And the speculation is, so we're trying to get at what's the difference. Nextdoor.com gets some of the blame.
Yeah.
Because that's the hyperlocal website where people tend to report every
yes.
car prowl.
Every branch snap that they hear.
Every stolen
that's
bike.
What my neighborhood is. Did you guys hear that branch snap in the middle of the night?
And the other problem is us because we cover so much crime news.
Well, and you know, I know you would see in Ballard, I think Ballard had a lower actual crime rate than the fear that they had there.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I went to that community meeting a while back where Michael Bryan was talking about homelessness and the head tax back then. But the people who got up and spoke there, the people who lived in that neighborhood, they were one guy got up and said it was still daylight outside. He was afraid to leave his vehicle outside, thought it was going to be robbed. He didn't bring his backpack with him because he was afraid to walk from where he parked to the church where this was being held. So, but that fear, there was a good portion of people there in Ballard who absolutely, and
who
we're
live
talking
there
about
and
they
know
fear
the reality.
Homelessness and they feel fear property crimes.
Yeah.
The other issue is not this. First of all, this was from 2017. So specifically, if we're talking about Ballard, some of the big incidents we've talked about of the sexual assault at a car dealership, things like that hadn't happened yet. And also, I don't know that everybody reports crimes when we're talking about property crime. I know, and this was in Snohomish County,
That's true.
Had camping gear in the back of our vehicle near where homeless people were. Our vehicle was busted. The window was busted out and everything was stolen. We didn't call the cops.
Yep. Yep. The other neighborhoods, just for your reference, here are the neighborhoods that listed in the Seattle Times as safer than residents believe they are, right? These include Magnolia, Bitter Lake, Highland Park, High Point, New Holly.
Where's New Holly?
New Holly is Rainier Valley. It's, oh. It used to be a housing project, but they rebuilt it about 10 years ago. Rainier View, Mid Beacon Hill, Ballard, and Fauntleroy in West Seattle.